development from spirit, so to speak. So it's kind of not necessarily self, more guided development. So your guides, a lot of you come to trust your guides. You probably need to trust them a little more. Some have trusted their guides, now don't trust the guides as much. And others probably don't even think about their guides and just know they get the information from somewhere. That's the best approach. Just know it'll come, it could be a different guide. Does it really matter which guide, as long as you're getting the information to start with? Because you will have different areas where information can come from different areas. And even now, sometimes I'll say out loud, I know that wasn't John Dexter's or Jane's voice, but it's coming from me anyway, maybe one of my healing guides. Or it could be an ascended energy that you previously connected to. Because you've kind of left a door open for any of them to come and give you information when you need it. And you've connected a lot of you right in front of me, I've connected to a lot of them when you've been on the Sunday Ascended Masters with me. And we know now, don't we, sweetheart? Once you've made a connection, they can come back as and when. They often do. Like at the weekend, Jesus popped back in. He didn't ask particularly to pop back in. And normally if it's a new energy, my guides definitely will go, we've got blah, blah, blah here, or don't let me feel that there's an energy around. He was just like, so they can come back easily. So the point being, as long as you check in and you've still got a purpose, an intention of developing, you will get it from your guides. Now, the one thing, those of you have done a lot of development with me, I always say, is I don't want to change your beliefs, I want you to have your own beliefs. So they line up even better, because then we can have conversation on why they line up, because, well, I'd looked at this and looked at that and looked at this, and, well, if you're getting it purely from spirit and not read it, and you're getting the same, then that's where I'd get more confirmation from when I read. To be perfectly honest, I've had more conversations with people that we haven't looked up a subject and had more similarities together than the similarities to do with what other people have written. And often you can find, when you read a subject that one person's written, something pretty identical to what someone else has written. So a lot, I would have said, of the spiritual development literature out there, it's out of date. Things have changed an awful lot since they've been written. If we went back to the 1990s, even the 2000s. Spirit have learned a lot since then, and they can work with us that are in a physical body more than they could before. So just going back for a recap, for anyone that doesn't know, my development, yeah, I wanted, like anyone else would, to get some help from someone out there. Oh, if I was to produce a list, it'd probably take a few pages to print out the amount where I reached out, try and get some development, guidance or help. Eventually, I got an answer from a very good medium that, look, the reason he'd booked me in as well, and then called me back to say, I'm sorry, I can't. So what do you mean you can't? That's what everyone keeps telling me. We had a conversation. He said, well, I'm getting the guides want to develop you themselves. Spirit world wants to develop you themselves. They don't want you to have any interference that could lead you up. Because I don't quite understand, but they want to develop you themselves. So I was like, okay, which I'd have been doing. What that then gave me, when he said that, was more confidence. Hang on a sec. Well, they must have been doing something right with the development. And he just said, whatever you're doing, just continue to do it. So, what was there that I kept doing that I needed to continue to do? I'd be puzzled. I was like, well, I'm not doing anything. That's the point. Being open to whatever spirit wanted to give you. So how's that happen then? I've been doing that for years, I'll hear a lot of people say. Are you giving the time for spirit to work with you? Because to be perfectly honest, I'm not being mean, putting anything out there. There's only one person at the moment that I can see that's in their lesson has given you opportunity for expansion and development, truly. If you're wanting to learn more, one biggest thing you've got to do if you're wanting to develop is practice. There's not the practice, they can't do more. And even our own guides, our own plan, blueprint, will be about others. So practicing, now you might do a reading for yourself with some cards. But that's then hard to know, was that right or wrong, if you start questioning things. Which I've never really questioned. I've wanted to understand me, and in the end I got so confused with the spirit world, and I was like, well, something's working, because everyone's telling me I'm giving an accurate message. Oh, God knows, let's just forget about how it works. It must have been one of the first times in my life I did that. Marie used to ask me questions, and I don't know. It was frustrating to me, and it was definitely frustrating for her, because wasn't it? So I couldn't explain, I said, I don't know. So it's just been comfortable, but I developed very fast. Probably genuinely, probably about 3 months from not knowing I could do anything, although when I thought back, it was like, hang on a second, you've always been able to. But 3 months from doing my first ever turning up in Spiritualist Church trying to read someone to being paid for readings, and about 4 months till I worked for a company that do events all around the country. So how is that achievable? A lot of effort, seems I was working at the same time, but once I got to the grasp of I can read for people, I was doing something, either reading, watching, every single night. Spirit having to remind me everything I did do now, and I'm smiling, man, yeah, I did that. I was led towards, so I'd go to spiritualist churches and literally just do the practice readings, and most of them do once a month or maybe twice. So we were going here, there, everywhere around Northampton doing that. If there were mediumship events on, we were going there so I could listen in to what the other medium over here, what the other mediums were getting. And that told me often, very early on, those mediums aren't saying what their spirit's saying. They're giving in their own version. So I thought, I'm not doing that. I'm always going to repeat what's given, which was probably, I wouldn't have done that if I'd have had development from someone else. They'd go, no, you can't give a message like that. You've got to change it. You've got to water it down. It's not what they want to hear. I've said that now after experience. As long as you can explain to everyone else that's listening, look, I don't mean any disrespect or anything. I'm going to repeat exactly what the Spirit's given me. So they're there in awe. Going, that is my dad you've got there. That's their character. That's everything. Almost one of the best validations. So there were events we were going in, I was overhearing what the meetings were getting, and sometimes getting more than they got. Well, pretty quickly, it was quite often. So after they'd left the table, it was just sitting there having a chat at the end. I said, I am developing. Trying to say something. Go, no. And they go, yeah, that's right. The guy didn't know how to use cards or anything at that point. I was literally just out of the air. But how else did I practice other than that? The whodunits on YouTube. Oh, crime stories, but where there were answers. But I didn't want to know who did it first. I wanted to see what I picked up. But there is one downside to that. You start attracting those type of spirits towards you as well. But then that was brilliant. Because it got rid of fear. Through the spirit world. I also went on a lot of paranormal places and locations, because that's a true way of communicating with spirit that weren't people. It didn't matter if I got it wrong, because I'd then come back, write down or speak out everything that I got, and then look it up when I left a place. And it was like, wow, that's documented, wow, that person is there, they did exist, they did live there. Okay? So all of that, every single method, it doesn't matter the method. It's being open to working with spirit. Now, I'm not talking meditating here. Because yes, meditating, you'll get the answers from, or the quiet mind. But in order to increase and keep your energy He might have got a bandwidth like that because of what you've managed to connect to, but at some point it will hit a ceiling because you're not using it. They can't give you any more bandwidth because you've not learned how to use the bandwidth you've got. Because you've got a bandwidth to use, but you need to be working on that regularly. So it's not, it's connected. Dump, right, there you go. It's there, it's stable, it's not moving, it's hardly oscillating, but you've got the, you've reached up, and your ladder's secure at the top, it's not gonna fall. So now, when you get up to that top bit, it can start oscillating again, and they can start giving a bit more. And once you've got that into practice, your spirit team around you want to keep giving more and more and more. Almost to the point they're like, I wonder what else is possible. When I said spirit, it's meant to be us that are thinking. It's meant to be the ones with a limited mind, not yourselves. Well, this hasn't been done before. Well, most people might go, oh, why are we going to try that then? Because times change. And what's written could go back to the 18th century. If not back to Socrates. And things haven't changed. So even what the ascended masters could do back then, they're going to have ascended some more. So don't take what's written as what any energy does, well, that's the way it's meant to be. You can read about the subject first, then seek to get not confirmation that's correct, because then it's too easy, you're looking for a yes or a no. Very hard. You want to connect or be shown. What do they want to say? So you don't look for that where you need a pendulum, yes or no answer. You're like, right, what? Let's go to Jesus again. So the Bible, it's got to be based on truth, yes. So let's take one story out of the Bible. So I remember doing this. So then Jesus, right, here's the Bible. You parted the sea. Well, I crossed the sea, yes. And there wasn't any water there. Did I part the sea? No. According to what happened? Well, there was a great storm and it was, the wind was blowing inland. It blew the waters of the river upstream. So there was a flood inland. Because the tide was out at the time, that created a sandbank. I walked across the sandbank of the river's mouth, the estuary. By the time those who were following came to me, the water was back. But they'd seen me as the waters, it was still water on the, sorry, on the sand, but no river there, walking. So it looked like I was not walking on water, walking across the sea. Out of the Galilee. Is that what it was called? Is that what it was called? Sea of Galilee. Is that what it was called? I'll tell you in a minute. I didn't know the name of the sea, it just got given to me. So, then me being me at that point, I had to check everything. So I went back, and I did searches on that and storms, and that's quite common for that to have happened in the past. That location. So it's like, okay, so it wasn't a lie, but it's been adapted. He's like, yes, it has been adapted. Sometimes it can be errors in translation errors, but sometimes there's a fundamental error from word of mouth, word of mouth, word of mouth, word of mouth, where things get changed. And some of it's accurate, but you perceive it in the wrong way. And I was like, what do you mean? Well, making water out of water, making grapes into wine, water into wine. To make wine, you need the water as well as just the grapes. You need some, you need something with the substance. Okay, that makes sense as well. So if you wanted to start winemaking, you need a bit of liquid to start it off, so to speak, with it. Does that make sense? So he said, so all I was a winemaker. It took a bit of time. It wasn't like, as it's told. So, okay, that makes sense. So things like that, it could be any ascended master. Sometimes you can then get to the point that what you're getting might be absolutely unheard of. So, I can't be right. I've got two of the two energies that go by the same name. Well, believe what you're getting, because you've never been wrong so far. Ask someone else that trusts, and so can you connect. Well, you are right. I hadn't thought of it that way. Okay. So you can then step out of the box of being following an education plan or something that's been placed for someone else, or as far as someone got. Because even everyone that's connected with spirit, they've got a different, they've got their own vibration. Some will have a vibration as well. It's rather than it just going up in one path. Some people have a vibration that draws their ability and ones that their best communication method. Doesn't mean other people can't communicate like that, but it's different to everyone else's. Which is why I always say it's important to develop not just one of the clairs or a couple of the clairs, but actually give them all a go and be open to using all of them. Even if you don't like seeing things, I find it really hard when spirit just keep giving me the message. I don't hear anything, don't sense anything as the just knowing. And it's like football, beach. I wouldn't say they've taken the football away now. Oh, I've still got the beach though. Oh, beach. Oh, what's going on here? Water, none of them with the sea. Salmon fishing in Canada. Yes, how did you get to that? Because they've gone from the ball, show me a sea and the sand, because I can see underneath. They've then shown me the sea, then they've removed the sea to make it murky. I can see mud now instead of sand, and now I can see snow and ice and a polar bear. Okay, it was the salmon they wanted. So you can see it's a long-winded way if it was just the clairvoyance, for instance. But even with just like the clairvoyance there, don't get annoyed when the first thing can't be taken. You're not going to be wrong. You just might have said something a little early, or spirit are leading you to what they're trying to say, show, in the best way they can. Now, how that then becomes easier. The more you practice, you start to get definitions, and you've been here before. Right, they've shown me this before, I know where this is going. This is to do with a river, and it's not the sea. Okay, because they can show you the image that you'd finally got given to previous times. Because your guides, at the end of the day, are the energy in between someone else's loved one and you. So they're building up a dictionary spirit side of things, where spirit can go, right, this is what you want to give me. You want that message to go across, and you've got a dictionary here of what it means when you see something. So don't feel awkward going, right, pen. No, that doesn't mean anything. Shut up is what you want to say to them. Or, like, don't say anything for the moment, just humour me. Right, pen. Did they keep the pens? Because we're in the case they kept the pens in. But that case, was it left on a table? In some sort of like device? Yeah, that's right. That desk, the desk. Was there a small clock on that desk? Have you still got the small clock? Yes, I have. But that all came from a pen that they couldn't take. So it's not like, sometimes I go, why am I getting this? That's a good question to ask. Why? To let them lead you. But whatever you do, don't say, oh, I'm not doing this, nothing's coming. Well, it really has. That's why you got given something that's now not been taken. It's because now you're not following the path through enough. And then you're feeling absolutely knackered when you haven't done anything. Because spirit's still by you, trying to pass the message that you've kind of decided yourself that you can't get. Well, or stop their communication part way through, because that wasn't taken. No. You've given a message once, then you'll be given a message every time, so to speak. But it needs you to be open to it. And that's how you can develop further. And then, when you're doing that, you'll realise, but you'll only realise this as well when you're doing more practice readings, working with people, that each spirit's different. Some are strong, and that doesn't mean they may not have passed 3 days ago. Some are weak, some are quiet, some are poisonous, some are a centre of attention, some are, they keep their characters. So a large portion of it is nothing down to us ourselves at all. Sounds of the spirit's energy. So, right, I know there's a male here. Why are they not coming close? Oh, I'm having a bad day. No, you're not. Perhaps, right, if they're like that now with me, and I know there's someone there and they're not coming close, probably they don't want me to deal with their death. They don't want to talk about their death.
Right.
Or they don't want to upset the loved one. So then normally a grandparent will come forward first. Then they'll step in at the opportune moment and go, right, Dad's here. He just doesn't want to upset you. He wants to say, you've got to wait, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But if you focus too much on that energy that you think there is or isn't, they're probably stepping backwards and forwards. Then you're ignoring whatever else. So it's just like, okay, there's something coming backwards and forwards. Say it. Send it out of your mind. I know I've got an energy going backwards and forwards. I don't understand it at the moment. But anyway, in the meantime, I've got grandmother by me. So now that energy knows, and the universe knows, you know, that he knows that you know he's there, so to speak. Which then if he arrives with love, you know straight away, absence fine, he's been to the light. If he arrives feeling down, angry, the way you wouldn't expect spirit to be, because they always approach loving and caring and often some apologetic, then there's a problem, there's something going on. Likewise, if you finish your readings, oh, I still can't get this man out of my head. I can't get it out of my head. Step back, step back. He probably hasn't finished speaking. There's something important he's wanting to say. But he says, sorry, it's over now. You need to step away, come back to me next time. I do apologise, didn't manage, but step back. But without saying it at all and just going on, something following me, it won't step back. So point being, as we're talking about self-development, you need to know that. So that if you ask the question of and give yourself opportunities to practice, the more will come. How many times have you seen me when I've been doing in the middle of something, and I'm suddenly, that makes sense now. So they're giving me progression and more knowledge and more ability as I'm helping others, which means that I can help even more others. But if we're not using helping others, more can't come. Give you the confirmation that you can do it. Now, not everyone's the same. So I've used this and given an example purely through mediumship. Okay. This doesn't matter if you're a healer, if you're connecting to energies for Earth, to say, I'm just trying to give us our examples. Then you've got to keep it up. If you're helping spirits cross over, you've got to keep it up. And boy, hell, you've got to keep that one up if you do pass the spirit over, because you can't continually have spirit coming to your door, so to speak. They need help, you want to study the ones. Plus, if you have been working with the spirit team, then all of a sudden you don't. I know they can't get the emotions, but it's a bit like, oh, cheers, Dexter. Getting a pet ferret, then ignoring it. You give it a few strokes, then you do a bit of digging, a bit rabbit catching. And it's like, right, I need to stay there. I'm ignoring your spirit, I'm ignoring your ferret. But they're not going to give like they had done before, where they'd be like, morning, Jessica. Right, today. Oh, I've woken up. Right, I'm sure my guides have just told me today. I need to be careful. Careful at the roundabout. But it'll give me a... It's going to teach me a lesson. Well, I had to slam my brakes on at the roundabout because I wasn't paying attention. I looked down at the wrong time. I was lucky that I said what I said because I was so quick onto the brakes. Well, I learned my lesson. I won't be looking down like that again. So, and that's developed a bit right now. Spiritual way, that makes sense, so to speak. So you've got to give the time for that relationship to blossom. To the point of being able to do all that you do with your spirit team around you. It's not as simple as on, off, on, off, on, off. The ones that work like that, They'll only get to a certain point in their development. Even if they're fully working, doing events, sat at the front of rooms, they're calling that guides in and spirit him only as and when they're working. They only get to a certain point. The rest of the time, they're not connected. It can be hard to start with because the energy, you need them to step back, start with as you're doing it. Otherwise, you can get flustered. You feel like you're away with the butterflies. You can get dizzy because they're that close to you. But once you've sorted your vibration out, having them around could be almost in the middle of a conversation you're having, they'll join in and say something in to you, and you know it's the guides. So then you've got them with you all the time. So I was going to give some examples, but it's unfair, I'll do that afterwards. And it's being aware of the body. They'll give you a lot of signs to get your attention through feeling, through touch, through noise around you. And then when you know they're fully around like that, you've got the absolute faith that it's going to go where it's going to go. But like I said, whether it's healing, if you want to get really good at the healing and the channeling of the energy for the healing to give the best healing and the best healing possible, you've got to be doing the healing. You've got to be keeping the connection up. I have to say a word, healing or something like that, and the dogs react. Channeling, you've got to keep the channeling up. Drawing, you've got to keep the drawing up. Reading, you've got to keep the reading up. So more you learn, and once you're working with spirit anyway, they will give the balance to you, where all of these things keep coming cropping up, not all at the same time, you'll get spouts of it. So like if I do a clearance, I know the moment I do a clearance, I'm probably going to have 10 or 12 to do, perhaps within a week. But I won't hear anything anymore for 4 or 5 weeks. Sometimes it could be even more. It could be like 20 in a week. But I might not hear anything for 6 or 7 weeks then in between. Whereas when I was learning to do that start with, at least one a week. It was rare to get a week where there wasn't one. So spirit then starts working into, right, that can stay there until that. So it puts it into pockets of things. So yes, you're using the abilities, but in the way it really benefits. And they'll bring it to you in that kind of way. See, this is a double-ended bit that I'm going to say next. Right, I'll double contradicts. You've got to be giving yourself time to actually really bond and connect with spirit. Sorry, they're getting me to go. I'm going off track a little bit here. So they're saying, like, even if it was bonding and connecting, once you're used to the energy, it could be while you're driving. If you're with someone that's also sensitive, you have a little music off, as I think we used to call it, didn't we? So we are. Mm-hmm. And then give me one song, and then someone else will give Maria a song, and then they give me a song, and then give Maria a song. But they all interlinked and can actually continue the story going normally, or there were two sides of things being given from the two different songs. But spirit are aware that you're hearing them. They're part of the conversation with you. They're giving messages. And it's going backwards and forwards. That's really developing as well. Because spirit are trusting, you're actually getting everything there, and you're trusting because it makes sense. So, like, for instance, last night, we're finding the AKU, which I'd looked up. I couldn't understand why we got an item with AKU on it. It's only taken 6-8 weeks to realise now, but I couldn't even find anything online. The amount, but it's not just that one thing, it's like that happens all the time. Probably every day something like that happens. I'm just doing it where it's like, no, that makes sense. Because it's got to the point where I hadn't thought about it as a single item. But everything, it makes sense in the end. And it does. Self-development can be done. Could be getting information from spirit You're passing on to someone else. That's going to help someone else. From channeling. Helping the earth. He's giving the time. So I'm just going to set it up for how long now have you, sweetheart? Every night, pretty much without fail, he will connect spirit and probably maybe once or twice in the day.
Yeah.
And you won't always know at the time what you got, but you'll be like, my ears are ringing, I felt like this. And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 something makes sense. It's like, oh, that's what they've been giving me over time. It can be frustrating, but she's not giving up, still connecting. And it's normally vitally important when it finally quick comes. And it can be with energies that you're working. But just the fact of noting that I've got ringing in my ear, saying it out loud, spirit note, you're aware of that. Oh, it'll make sense. You're not normally happy though when they go, it'll make sense in the end. You probably feel like going and start swearing and but it is doing. And as soon as you do that, your life will start to go down the path more than it's meant to. Because they'll be bringing to you the stuff that's joyful anyway, whether you realize it or not. And then normally an abundance starts happening. Sorry. But never return any abundance. But it's thinking. So effectively, it could be classed as what many would write about but you've got to sit with spirit. But then the more you progress, the sitting with spirit isn't just for once a week, for an hour, 2 hours. Okay, now moving it to once a day, for an hour. It's building up to sitting with spirit all the time. Other than a patch, apparently, as you're going to go to sleep, that's when I do have to shove them back more. To the point that you're living with spirit, not sitting with spirit. When you're living with spirit, and tuning in to that, then anything's possible. But it is, the quiet mind is essential in that, but the quiet mind has to come sometimes in between getting something else into the conscious mind. So, okay, I'm sure I've just picked up. But if you don't know your guide's names and you need a name associated with your guide for the purpose of going, well, I can't just say the spirit's telling me. Okay, my guide's telling me. If you're not comfortable with the guide's telling me, name them TT if you want, whatever you want to. You don't need to then make it male or female. CJ. Because as they know that, they've had so many lives anyway, it doesn't really matter the name. If you're identifying them at that point as CJ, they'll remain CJ for you anyway. And then you'll know, well, that's CJ. One set, that doesn't feel like CJ today. That's not CJ. Oh, another one. All right, go. Let's call him LY for the moment. Marie, I've got, there's definitely another energy around me. We've got CJ and LY. So now you start to identify two different energies. And before you know it, you'll be identifying then loved ones, other people's loved ones' energies. Because, which is still hard to do if you're not labelled, our physical minds, if we haven't labelled an energy, it's difficult to them kind of correspond with who they are. But as soon as you put a label to it, your mind will build a bank of interactions and feelings, sensations that will go with those labels. Have you been calling them guide one, guide two, guide three? So I'd start with saying spirit guide, because the world just generally be like, it'll be coming through in one flow. But they've got a different area each. So if you're then noting the different area each from different guides, okay, if this one's around me now, I need to draw. So it could be, but it's a, you need to be doing a varying of connecting. Here's if I'm getting the quiet mind, meditating, it's essential. But it's going with your heart. As long as you've given practice, time to spirit, it'll happen without you having to make a conscious decision. Although initially you have to make a conscious decision. the other night where I said to someone, well, I didn't say to someone, I started drawing spirit and I knew someone else was going to be, but I didn't know till after they'd done it, and they didn't know till after they'd done it that I'd known they were going to. But things then start to fit together and you really see the signs. So often then that tells you in the end, we're always getting the signs, but are we using them? So I'd say, if you're going to try and develop further yourself, be free in your mind of now, what areas could I be receiving signs that I'm actually ignoring or choosing to ignore? Because, or I'm ending the connection because I didn't understand. So I'd say most people end the connection or just stop, like, no, I don't understand it. So they stop. And if you don't understand it, continue on the path that you're getting and what you are getting. It's not going to be wrong. And ultimately, you'll understand in the end. Like when I said about the sand, and what they actually wanted was salmon in Canada. And Robin's been on a sandy beach. If you hadn't allowed it to go, you'd have never known what was trying to be led towards. And that can be really frustrating. So you bring get different experiences with connecting with spirit. You'll often have kind of the same image on meditation that leads you somewhere, but it can take weeks for you to be led to the actual final destination. You can go, I keep going to this one house, it's got a courtyard. I keep going in through this door, but every time I go a little bit further in the building. In the end, it might not be anything to do with the building at all, but you went through a tunnel that led you to the dirt that were tuning the energies to get you somewhere. But you might decide before they've actually got to the answer there, oh, sod off, every time I see that drawbridge to go into that property, no, I'm not going, I've been there before. Yeah, but they're showing you it again and again because you missed something. So if something keeps showing up, means you're not listening. With exception. Go on, what's the exception, John? With the exception, more like the 111, 333s. Some of those are normally signs of acceptance and a well done. Pat on the back. You're listening. But if you kept seeing 330, that's a bad example. John, 333 isn't a good one. But if it's in the morning. Right. He's laughing, he's messing around. So it is, because you're actually waking up and acknowledging it. But say you kept seeing 117. You're getting it on receipts, 117. You see it on all the car number plates, 117. Well, how much is that? 117. Then what's the meaning of 117? What am I not doing? I've read it many times. Well, you're not doing something that's guiding you towards. I'm curious now, just for a moment though, humour me, because I don't know why I'm doing this, and it probably is going to be irrelevance, which is the kind of thing you need to do, allow yourself to be distracted during your day. If you feel drawn, doesn't make any sense at all why you want to look something up, look it up, because then you'll realise, I got that from spirit, they've given me an easy answer to get definition. I didn't even know that was something I was looking for. And there'll be guidance or something coming from either you or someone else. So I'm just going to see now whether that was relevant, why I've got 117. I always look in the same place. And this is like self-development now. It's going to give me... It's going to give me something. I'm sure it will. I said it enough times. So Joanne's sacred scribe, 117. So you're heading in the right direction in your life. This has been achieved through your positive affirmations, intentions, actions, and expectations. We create our own realities. And you have managed to consciously steer life in a very positive direction. Have good reason to feel optimistic and happy. You've achieved great personal success. When you expect great things happen. So it says you're on the right path on your life's journey. The angels support and encourage you with your life purpose. You have good reason to be optimistic. Chosen direction, continue to listen to it, and your highest ideals are about to manifest. There is, here we go, that's the relevance of it. 117 suggests that you continue on your spiritual path, continue to grow your spiritual based career and profession. The universe and angels will ensure that all that you require will be provided for. and you are to trust your own skills, abilities, and inner wisdom. Use your talents to serve humanity and bring illumination to those who seek it. What were we just talking about? And they've given me 117. So sometimes it's not even about going out and looking for where you can pass wisdom on. It's allowing yourself to be in the position to pass the wisdom on when someone's found you. So that means you've got to be in a position to be found. How are you going to be in a position to be found? Well, spirit can only bring you what you need if you're working with spirit. And the more you do, the more it will come back. See, what I've just said there, we just said it sounds straightforward and simple. Makes sense, really, doesn't it? So let me ask you for a minute. Shortcut. What's one of the biggest things that, if it makes sense, and you're like, yeah, I can do it, I do it. Okay, are you doing it, or do you cut, or do you stop it? What bit do you stop the manifestation for yourselves? What bit do you stop it on? Not the why at the moment. Can you picture anywhere in your life where it's actually, I can see now that I have got the ability and the opportunity to, but I. So you need to look at the I, because it's not about I ultimately. The answer is about we. But where does the I fit in? I don't like it when I don't get anything. I don't give them the chance. I say no. So I'm not trying to work out why something might happen, but can you see whether there might have been an I that you didn't do in the past that you are now? So the biggest thing with self-development, the number one thing, you need to identify the where you might be restricting a flow. Where you may have changed a bit, and probably did for a period, and you may have come to a bit of a halt again, as to the why. Don't worry about the why. Identify first where you can see, okay, yes, I could have aligned and connected with spirit a lot more in this way or allowed them, but I didn't. It's that man that I want, not the why you didn't with the but. But you should be able to see a few of those times. A lot of people would say, oh, I didn't trust myself. That's the easy way to answering, because that's easier to say and comfortable in saying it, because you've conditioned yourself to saying you don't trust yourself. Your judgment, because that's easier than saying the truth, which means bringing something painful up. To get pure balance and to ascend anyway, that needs doing at some point, either after you passed, or you can ascend further in your own life if you do it while you're here. And it's all based around a human, a physical attribute of emotions. That's where the clash comes, but it's typically to do with guilt. And that could be even stuff that you shouldn't really be feeling guilty for. Could be regrets from the past. It could be, if I move forward, I'm going to have to deal with the past. Because I don't know how to acknowledge the way I am now. It's because of preconditioning from the past, and that preconditioning could have come from someone that you really loved. So if you face that, then pain could come up. Could be that you know the way forward and where you're meant to be going, but change, what's everyone else going to think? Which is then worry. There's a preconditioned worry, because when we were born, it wasn't about what other people thought. So again, it's to do with emotion. It's where there's a conflict of emotions. The other area, I'd have said, that it can happen is less, could be less of an ability to spot it in oneself. You may not do something because of judgments, where it's not really then on emotions, that will be coming from the mind, because you feel like you don't like someone. And I hope you get your intuition saying, don't read for someone, don't read for them. But sometimes your intuition will say, no, I'm not keen, our energies don't match. It'd be the better way for you to think of things. Her judgments of others. You've got to start, how can we be judging? You worry about what other people think. Those judgments could be, oh, I don't know what they're going to think. That could be part of the judgment. Or that you don't want to find out. But it's either going to be because you feel you've made a mistake in the past. Or you feel uncomfortable because you need to step out of your comfort zone and out of that box where you are and stand up to another because you've not got your full power. But then if you've got the belief in yourself, you should be able to explain what you're doing to anyone anyway, so you won't be letting them down in the first instance. But it's all going to be emotion-based, where you're not progressing. And you'll see, if you look back, because you'll have had stumbling blocks before, to get you to where you are now on the path, it doesn't mean that you're not where you should be. You'll see in the past, oh, I did have that problem initially. Now I can talk to loads of people where I couldn't before. I'd actually quite happily tell people this now, whereas in the past I didn't. Well, what's changed there then? Why? Because if you can identify that, you can put to bed the next stage. Because everyone's capable of keeping the connection with spirit. And it's purely down to the emotions. For the how these emotions can be dealt with in order to continue on your path. Continue that self-development. Guilt, dislike, judgments, regrets from the past, preconditioning. Most of it would be preconditioning. See, this is the other reason why self-development is key, because you're not learning from anyone else's ways. You're being shown the way from the highest level that you can connect to at that time. That doesn't mean then what day one on your spiritual path that you picked up is going to be correct on day 30 on your spiritual path. Because at day 30, you've got 29 previous days that you now understand clearer. So something can change in a belief because of what you've learned on the 29 days to then make day 30, whatever covers, understandable. But sometimes we might know from day 30, we know what day 31 is going to be. We don't really want to face day 31 because we're not going to move forward now on that because we know it's going to be painful. But first of all, we've got to think, but do I know it's going to be painful? Of course you don't, because you've not allowed it to happen. So it's a fear. You don't categorically know. You might be right. I'm not saying you could be wrong. But you don't actually know that's going to be the case. Because you've not tried it to see. Yeah, hands up. It might be right. And you could prove yourself to be right. But unless you do it, you don't know whether you're right or wrong in the first instance. Not 100%. Okay. So that's if it's then to do moving forward. And no matter what it is, an issue to do with the past is still not letting go. And that could be because you don't feel like there's closure. You don't want to, you might feel guilty. Which again can lead to not bringing in closure. It might be because you dislike something. So again, you're not bringing closure. You might be judging. Which is why you're not bringing in closure, not letting go. Guilt, why you're not letting go, why you're not bringing closure. So it's really about letting go and closure. Then how's that going to be done? Or how can it be done? And various ones of these, I've pretty much got an example from my own life and each one of them. So hate can be one where we've not actually got closure, which in each of these instances, we've lost a bit of our power. Part of our soul self. Or we're not allowing part of our soul self to come forward with us on our new path of increased vibrations, because we've left part of our soul self behind because our physical mind doesn't want to deal with something. So that's left part of the soul back in the past because of an issue. So we need that to catch back up. So one of the biggest things when I was developing, probably one of the biggest, it wasn't even to do with a loved one. When I was at school, there was one lad I wanted to, if I'd got hold of him, it made my life misery. I really wanted to get hold of him. Probably a good job I didn't, to tell you the truth, because I might have killed him, but that wouldn't have done me much good for where I am now. But if I thought about school and things, or one particular time at school, it was like, even though I enjoyed school, he'd still be on my mind there. And I finally realised, why? But he hasn't changed much. But I have. It doesn't make a difference. If I bump into him now, I'd actually quite enjoy bumping into him now rather than previously. My thought was, well, if I did bump into him, I'd probably want to still knock his teeth in. And that could have been like 10 minutes ago at the point when I was actually thinking this in my mind at the time. So, hang on a sec, why? I've changed, but he hasn't. I actually quite like to see it, because I bet I'd be able to see it in his eyes that he hasn't. And that made me smile. In that moment, I hadn't changed anything with regard to what he'd done. Other than my opinion of why I would want to see him. Yeah. So I'm not deliberately not using words here at the moment as to what was going on in my mind, but so now, rather than the thought, if I bumped into a supermarket, I'd have to hold myself back. I want to go right up to him, probably shake him by the hand, just so I could look into his eyes and feel his energy. But now, that wasn't just to try with ego. I was like, I honestly, but why am I being like that? He'd be expecting me probably still to be able to want to smack his teeth in or whatever. Well, I can prove him wrong. Power's now in my hands. But more than that, if that did happen, I could smile, knowing I've followed my path a lot more than he would have done. And I wish and hope he hasn't hurt other people like he'd probably done mine in the past. But I'd carried it round with me for too long. So I still don't condone what was done. And I haven't had to say or ask for forgiveness. I haven't needed to really forgive him. It's happened. So where's that act of forgiveness? Because I've obviously forgiven him for that to have happened. And the forgiveness wasn't about him at all. Forgiveness was about seeing it in a different way. See, I'd learned at an early age, because of him, how definitely not to treat people. And emotional attack can be a lot worse than a physical attack. And why it affected me so much, I didn't have it in my heart. I could have destroyed him in an emotional battle of words. I chose not to. I was really examining the situation correctly. So that's how I got to the stage that he did. And I'd got the hate. So actually, was the hate towards him or towards myself? That's where the confusion would be. I don't know the answer to quite that bit. But I'd got the power to beat him in his own game, and I didn't do it. But then, because I didn't do that, I didn't really, if I had, perhaps then I'd gone through life being as bad as him. So it's a good thing. So that experience paved my rest of my life forward from something I'd seen as bad. Now, on none of that, some of the answers actually to do with how I've done that have only just come now as I'm talking to you. There's not one bit where I feel sad or anything else other than smiling. And those answers have come because I've got the connection with spirit and I'm allowing myself to have the free mind while I'm discussing it. I'm not expecting answers from you. I'm just saying it aloud and spirit dropping bits to me as to the voice. And now as I'm speaking about that, I can't actually remember the instance at all, like I'd latched onto anyway, in the past. So I can actually, hand on heart, say, that went on at school, it was meant to have happened. I feel quite comfortable saying that. But I wouldn't have done if he'd asked me 7 years ago. I just elated him and wanted to run across a football pitch to go on and knock his teeth out. So the power's more in our hands. Realise, so I haven't condoned anything that was being done. So that forgiveness now, if I was looking for forgiveness, the word forgiveness. Because we've never been able to control anyone else's energy. I couldn't have changed what happened from him with his energy. You can't control another. I could control the way I think and file something away. I can control my energy. But sometimes we don't like to analyse it. So if I had at the time, it'd probably been because I was actually frustrated because I'd got something in my heart told me not to do something that I knew quite categorically how to do. The only reason I'd have been able to do that would have been because of my stepmum, so it probably have highlighted other areas, which is why I'd built up such a thing towards him. So maybe it stemmed even further to do something else back. But the point is, it's about the filing system of it away. So instead of why, asking the question why, to do with something happening in the past, go and revisit that incident or whatever it is and change the why, because you can't get the answer to the why from them. So why you brought those feelings forward with yourself? What's it meant? How's it made you different in the future? Because it will be something where you've changed from that time. So, it could be you might feel guilty about something to do with the past because you don't actually understand what you've done, but you think you must have done something. So what did I do so wrong? There was guilt over that part. No one ever told you that it means you didn't. And you've left part of yourself with someone else on an issue that's without your control. See, sometimes we get blockages because we don't stand up for ourselves and we don't necessarily want to stand up to ourselves because we've got respect for the other person and we love the other person. So we just carry on as we are. Then we might not live our true path and keep the connections that we're meant to for that reason. And we might dislike the fact that we can't, but we respect them enough that we stay doing what we're doing. But that would mean then you've got to allow a time to come, if you're going to move down a spiritual path, where you allow something to question that so that you can question as to why, or pull you in two directions. So you might not be moving forward in a direction because you're already being pulled in one or two directions. But that will still resonate with the past, so it could be parent. So you can't change anyone else. No matter what, whether mum, dad to anyone. You can't change them. It's still your mum and dad. We're entitled to not necessarily like something about someone. Don't get caught up on what you don't like about someone, because there were still plenty of likes as well. Now, that thing that you dislike about someone might mean you need to distance yourself from them when you've highlighted that, in order that you can move forward in your life so you're not caught in a ring fence they're placing around. Sometimes they might think that ring fence they're placed around will always be there, and they might even put a challenge there. So sometimes you might have to push people back. Doesn't mean you don't care, and it doesn't mean you won't keep in touch with them. But suddenly, regularities of seeing or doing is now more, because of their bloodline, I just speak to them occasionally. You might want it more than that, but you can't do any more about their energy than you can only deal with your own. So the stepping back has looked after you, and then we can feel guilty or something about that. So I stood up for something with my mum that she'd kind of got involved, has now put a bridge between me and my sister, because I didn't turn up to her wedding. Because there were constraints put around that I wasn't prepared to work through. So as far as she's concerned and they're concerned, I'll have been the wrong one. I don't feel guilty about it in the slightest. I couldn't explain, even till the cows come home, to them why. I'd already done it at the time and they didn't listen. I told them what would happen if they went down the same path. They didn't listen. No, you won't. But you can only push someone so far with stuff, and when they're saying, I mean it, I won't, unless, then you've got to keep yourself at that. So as far as they'd be concerned, I'll probably spoil the day. Whoa. Let's think about this logically, if I was talking to them. Well, what did I say to you? I told you. It's not like you didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, no, you chose not to listen. And you thought, he won't do that. You can't control my energy. So that was a good lesson to me, is we can't control anyone else's energy. But we can look after our own energy, control ours. But then we mustn't feel guilty about the actions we take if we're looking after our energy. At the time, it probably did make me cry. And I remember talking to my dad on that one. He went, all right, your bloody mum. She was like that when I was married to her. So an example like that then was, okay, now we're not the only one spotted that. Well, you're not alone. So I think he actually said, I wish I had the strength to do what you're doing, but many a time. He said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Can't tell you if it's right or wrong. I can only tell you, he said, to follow your heart. I'm not going to go then. Doesn't mean I don't love and I'll send a message, whatever, I'll do everything like I should do. But it won't come back and I'll be ignored. Yeah. But it was because of their actions, not because of my own. And I would have been there. But I wouldn't be flexible and cater for others' feelings or things like that. So it's like, and you've got to stand up for what? What would I want if I was the other way around? No, I can't go. So we have to put other people, like if I spoke to her, I often should try and make me feel guilty. I don't feel guilty. I don't go there. You knew. No. Better not have the conversation in them because you're not ready to hear it. But it didn't mean it would stop saying, how are you? But now it's probably coming to, we're lucky probably if we speak once a month. And it'd be me that has to do the calling or the chasing or the messaging, and I could reanalyze that and say, why is it me? Why do I have to do it? So if I left it, and actually to be fair, I pretty much have left it since a birthday that was earlier in the year, to just see how long it would take my mum. And I got a message the other day, because she didn't ask me how I was, she just wanted to know what Katrina wanted for Christmas. How are you doing? No. She'll wonder, I want the best for me. And I genuinely know that in my heart. But she can't speak it. And I know if she was talking to anyone else about me, she'd say she was proud of me. for, even if it was for this, that, or the other, and she didn't mention the bits that bothered her as well, but she wouldn't say any of that other, probably at the time, because she didn't know how to deal with it. Then how did she say to all of her friends, because she worries about what everyone else thinks, which is why she wouldn't change. So she made up something even worse for herself, because now how was she explaining that I wasn't at a wedding, my boys were there, saying, no, dad's fine, it was just done with his family problem. So she couldn't even say I was ill. So I'd made sure at the time that I wasn't getting buried. I wasn't being buried, so to speak. But I wasn't publicly making it known as what they'd done. But they couldn't just try and ignore it. Especially with Kyle, he spoke out of anything, doesn't he? But that wasn't intentional either, that part of the time. But like I say, things like that, and that's just me. I'm not falling out with them. Am I falling out with me? It's not my fault. I can't control their energy. I can't make someone see something a different way. So we don't want to carry anything like that with us. That's about reevaluating. And there's a common theme coming here that I'll explain in a minute as to the how. My dad I was really close to, although before he passed, I spent an awful lot of time with him. And we did see each other, and he was lovely. He'd come over and spend time, well, we'd meet up, and he'd come out for meals, or we'd go for meals, spend time with the kids. And he used to message, he wouldn't have asked how I was, I'd get the odd one, love you, Gav. And I'd message, ask him how he was, love you, Dad. I'd just say, I love you, Dad. We were very, very close, and he got hurt when I walked away from the family business, thinking I was making a big mistake. But he couldn't control my energy. I couldn't make him see things differently. But the moment he was in spirit, within probably an hour or so, he'd come through on spirit box and basically said sorry. Did you just hear that? Did you just hear that by me? Yeah. I know it. So now if I was to look back, I was to get upset with regards to my dad. Talks about how much I loved him, and I know he loved me. And I know that he knows, he now knows that I know how he was feeling, because he didn't speak out about it, but he probably had an element of guilt, because what was it at the end of the day? He was like, I think he said something like, if that's the way you feel, go. I was like, all right, then. But he didn't really mean it, and I wasn't going to back down. But that would have been for a purpose to get me down the path that I am now. So I'm really happy about that. So I'd say in some ways, I'd say to him, to be happy about it, because you started the path creating where I am now. And you say you're proud of me where I am now. So be proud of yourself for what you did, even if you didn't like it at the time. Each of those things, those examples, there's an issue of closure. Yeah. But any one of those, have I explained at all about closing a door? No. So the closure issue is probably more to do with there's been a door placed in the way in thinking that needs to be opened. Open to look at the bigger picture. So open it up, not close it down. But we won't do that in our minds. We can't. So we need the connection with spirit, so to speak, in order to expand it in the first instance. See, they'll cause blockages, and we've got to open the blockages up. But to do that, you've got to be very comfortable with yourself in the first instance. And you need to look at a present day perspective. Be proud of who you are. And love who you are. Even for flaws. I'd be able to say, I wouldn't really want to be anyone different. And would you? Most people would say no to that. I want to be. But in which case, be proud of yourself, love yourself. So as long as you can say, I know to where I am now, I've always tried to be, I've tried to be the best I could be. Always. To the point that I've got to where I am now. So yeah, we can all make mistakes, and that's a point to be able to learn from. We can't control anyone else, only our own selves, our energy. So with anything, it's not really about another person. It's about our perspective. So can we answer those situations in the past to, well, could you have done any different? You can't worry about it to the present day because you can't go back and check. Nothing can change. So with everyone, there'll be something that you shouldn't have said. But perhaps it needed to have been said. You just can't see the full picture. Perhaps you were pushed to have said. And even though something was said, didn't mean it wasn't without love. And it wasn't love present. Could have been for defense. But we're often looking for understanding. My mum, for instance, I've got absolutely no understanding totally as to why. In my honest belief, because she's worried what other people would think, because the quantity of children around us. But that's not her choice to have made. I'd already made the choice, I was with Marie, and between us we've got 8 children. Well, yeah, we've got 8 at that point. We've got 8 children. So we've had a bloody another child together, mother. Then we're one family. 100%. If you're asking one to be a bridesmaid, she's every single one of those children's her brother and sister. And I don't want to see her doing that. But even if you invite us all along, mother, I'm going to give you a bit of a get out of the jail card, mum. Not all the children will come. Really, we're just like an invite. Well, I think it was only ready for one in the end. Because she wants to see her sister. Be a bridesmaid. No children. That's not ridiculous. There are children. She's got bridesmaids. And we are family. Okay. If you go down this path, mum, I won't be there. We're not all. Katerina. Oh, you're just saying. Mum, I'm not. I'm telling you, it needs an extra space making. Now, I could have her and everything else would be asking the whys. I don't know the whys, but I know why I did what I did. I might not like that I had to do that. So don't, but I didn't really have I'd made my decision based on what I believed to be the best that I could have done, given the circumstances. And if I went back again, I'd do the same. And yes, it'd still be uncomfortable. But I would still do the same. So do we need to understand why the other person did something towards us? We just know that because we're sensitive, we don't like being hurt. It's not that she doesn't love me. She was more worried about what she thought other people would think when other people probably wouldn't have given a damn. But we can't do anything about that side of things there. We can only reevaluate. Just often we might need to cover something painful to us because we got hurt, but I did have to take an action because I would have been hurt. Why? I don't know why they act the way they did, but it's something out of my control. It's just why. What was in my control? I made a decision, I made that decision and acted in the best way possible from that decision. I did all I could. I said, have a good day. I'd take in whatever way, in whatever issue is themselves, that you married up yourself. But I did the best that I could. They might choose not to talk to me or my sister. Doesn't mean I don't still send love that direction and ask how she is or this and that. And I'd have said the reason she probably doesn't now is she knows what answer she'd get and it's an answer she don't want to hear. Because she won't want to blame her mum. Because she wasn't strong enough to back down. She was trying to do what my mum wanted when it was her day. If truth was known. So she won't talk because she knows that would end up coming up and that'd be a painful subject for her. It's my spirit giving it, and that would be true as well. So no, she does gave him, she's not speaking, but that's causing her pain. And of course, caused her a pain, as in trying to explain why her brother wasn't there. And the biggest problem for her is that would have been a painful one as well, because she'd have deep down known mum wanted it this way. But we can't change anyone else. But we can reanalyze, check our energy. Did we do the best we were being dealt at that card time? The cards we were dealt at that time, did you do your best? Did you understand? Do you understand? Well, I understand that with the cards I was dealt at the time, I did my best. Do I truly understand why? Because I could go deeper. Mum's always been the way she has. Well, and that's part of the answer to that scenario, that one event. So there's no difference she's ever been. I can only guess, it's not a conversation that she'd have, as to why she's the way she is. We can't control anyone else, only our own energy. So as long as we did the best that we could at the time, even if we'd overreacted and we tried to then put something into place. And why did I continue when I was being treated like that? Because we've got love in our heart. Because we care, we love, we're different. So sometimes the guilt can normally be placed towards oneself. Because we're looking for answers or don't want to face something. Well, I kept doing that. I must be a mug or something like that. It's no, come on, you care. And you know, deep down, it's just you didn't hear what you needed. They didn't show it. You didn't hear it. Doesn't mean they don't love you. And especially if they've got spirit, they normally show you that. You can't make up for the past. But just like when they were here, the present continued. The present still continues because they're still here with you. So you did everything you did do. Otherwise, they'd have told you shortfalls or guide you going forward anyway. And if you have the conversation with spirit, they will have it, even if it's an awkward one. You'll know the answer in your heart. Why was it like that, Mum? Or why was it like that, Dad? Well, looking at the big picture, I didn't understand. So they're not too dissimilar to how you were feeling. Didn't understand. But the bridge probably was that they didn't do the communicating rather than you didn't communicating, which is why you'd be looking for answers. And perhaps their answers they didn't want to look for within themselves, which is why you never got an answer. Why you feel there's not closure. So if there's anything in a position like that, you will have already have gone through it hundreds of times in your own mind. So if you still got the question, you'd have understood it if it was you that needed to do anything different. So first thing of that scenario, is take a deep breath and relax. Okay. So I couldn't have done anything different. Okay, I can agree with that one. You can only have a guess as to an answer. Or know that at some point you'll work it out correctly. But that could be many, 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 many years later. So who's to say things didn't happen in a pathway because spirit were getting involved? In order to get you to meet a path that you're meant to be on further up the road. I often tell people in readings, don't worry about trying to understand at the moment. Just know there's divine intervention. Happiness and joy is the purpose. See, right, this might be relevant to what you hear, babe, that they're probably giving me now. You see, I'm going to talk to we. Where we are now, we'd have never expected to have been in the past. So no matter whether it's me helping, you helping, it's not, it is, energies are all to us as a one. Yeah? So divine intervention could have happened in the past in order to put us on a proper path now. Because forgetting the past, look at the amount of help that's gone to thousands and joint energies coming in If I hadn't met you, for instance, wouldn't have happened. So now, whether in my past there was someone that had, whether that led me to believe that I'd done something or we'd grown apart and that weren't the case and something else had interfered, well, if that was it, so be it, because it's put us where we're meant to have been now. So I don't understand that, but sometimes other people's actions might be partly spirit that have enabled a reaction to have been put there. Or they've made you spot something from the past in order for you to reevaluate that you could have maybe ignored. Or, and I've said, well, say, sometimes you might ponder, well, if I'd have done that, then that might have been different. But then that wouldn't have been where you are now. And it might have been going around in circles anyway. Or I can say, now this is me saying, often the ones that keep going through the same, they're going around in circles. And it could be relationship, keeps splitting up. Keeps happening. And intervention is not compatible, it's meant to be being pushed into a different direction. But once they've come out of that relationship, for instance, some 9-10 years later, they might have been going to a new relationship, then they realise, that's because they were still focusing on about the past instead of embracing the future, and realise that that actually person they met 10 years further on, they could have had within 6 months, because they'd been around each other continually, and it was their soulmate or their twin flame. But they weren't ready because they didn't let go, and were bitter, whatever, but I'm giving an example of what I pick up a lot on readings where people still get caught in the, I hate them, which is only bringing the negativity and not allowing that part of the life to continue. So is the blockage because of what the ex did in the past, or the blockage because of the energies they're putting out? Which then you could say, well, if those are the energies they're putting out, yeah, it is still to do with the ex, but we're in control of our own energies if we can look, if we can try and view things a different way. Because, by God, if you ask most people, but would you want to be with them still now? No. And then you're fucking lucky stars, you're not still with them now. They go, oh, I wish I'd looked like that earlier. But they wouldn't have had the conversation about it because it was painful for them. So it was more than it had been spoken about without with them not having to say exactly what had happened. So if you don't want to say what exactly happened, you struggle with that. Stop reanalyzing about the other person. Reanalyze about, could you have done anything different? And you thought, well, I could, yeah. But should you have done? Or has that led you to where you are now? Was that divine intervention with the energies around you? Because there's always going to be two sides to a story in any of those, so to speak, or people's opinions. From my experience now, once I get to spirit, the opinions realign. Apologies come from people that have abused their children, for instance. If I go to the extremes, who'll come through and give whatever and say, oh, I'm going to leave now, but I just wanted to say. Which often those people needed to hear. Let them know it wasn't their fault, even though they knew it wasn't anyway. So the truth of the matter is the past can't be changed anyway. So if you, in whatever way, being happy and knowing has led you to be the person that you are today and now, and given those experiences, if you came across someone else that was a similar experience, could you give them guidance? Yeah. Even if it isn't a comfortable subject, you probably can still give them guidance. So it is an experience that's meant to have been had. I wouldn't have said meant to have been had, but if it was an experience that brought you to your path where you're meant to be, then yes. And if everything was rosy and comfy all the time, we wouldn't learn anything. Because then we probably wouldn't get onto the path. Meant to be. So the point really being, with these blockages, it's exactly that. Don't go looking to close a door on something. You've already done that and it's buried. Don't go consciously trying to cause yourself pain. But if you can know where there's a problem, open the bloody door. Let those energies come up. The value, could you have been anything different? Or today, are you the best that you can possibly be? In some way, if you're already accepting you're on this far in your development, so when you get ringing in your ears, it means something for the future. Well, if you think back to the beginning of your path, that used to really wind you up and you couldn't understand it, but you've accepted it. And you know that's going to lead you to be the best you can possibly be in the future. So if you can accept it that way around, open the door. Might be painful, but you don't know whether it will be because you haven't opened the door. You can only presume it's going to be painful to open the door. But is it really going to be any more painful than what you already experienced by having that door closed? So let the bloody energy out. That's what you do in a room if it was full of smoke. And you can guarantee if that's the thing you're thinking back on, especially when you're to do with, okay, I can't, I'm really struggling loving myself, because you've got to see it a different way anyway. And normally it's to do with the heart, which is going to be your spirit side, your soul side. But you got hurt because you could resonate with the spirit back then or more. And you can see often when things can get locked in. But the biggest one to remember John's giving me, if you're this far and you're into the development this much, you've already encountered many that you could start resonate and say, they've got a hell of a lot of doors to open and unlock. Only one or two. And now by opening those as well, you're going to be able to give even more guidance to people. So it is about opening the door. You're already, subconsciously, if you close the door on it, you evaluate it more than you think anyway, and probably go 100 ways around the subject in seconds, even if it comes into your mind, because it's something you've done often. So it can then cause the anxiety, the fear, the uncomfortableness. I can't talk about that, it makes me look weak. Now, I know you're talking about hard and weak, hard and soft, strong and weak, etc. But you know, it's going to take even more strength to talk about it. So if you want to be strong, then it's talking about it that's needed. Because you're doing the weaker thing, but not opening the door. Because you don't know whether you're going to, if you open it, it's going to get it better anyway. But it does in every other aspect. So don't evaluate it by anyone else's perspective other than your own. You can't get the answer from another person. And you don't know if they're telling you totally correctly anyway. But you can know in your heart what you need to know, whether you can do any different or the best you could be. And the only reason you'd be holding those bits in, if you haven't got bits to work through like that, every person, then I've said there's something wrong with you. So everyone have had things that bother them. If they haven't, they don't care about other people. And they will have, it just shows that you've got a spirit sense. Something has hurt your heart. And every one of these issues that would be something to unlock, to progress and self-develop, will involve the heart. And it won't just be the heart. The heart will probably have to cope with it. It's the mind. Clever thinking. So you need to look at it from the heart's perspective. That's how you unlock the heart fully, it's how you move forward fully and how you self-develop. Keeping that quiet mind. So you need to start there. If you're working full-time, full spirit, with readings, things like that, but really near enough the click of the fingers, you've got to be able to shut your life off in the mind anyway. And to be able to do that, you've got to already open the door to all of these things from the past. And that could be, I think it was, as I was developing, that one to do with the school, I think I was waking up with nightmares. I wouldn't have said necessarily it was to do with him and he was in each of the nightmares or he'd wake me up and I'd be jumpy. But each of the nightmares I had, even if it wasn't a vision of him in it, would have been down to that instance of me not reacting back. So whether I was being chased, I'd always wake up at the point that I was being chased and never got to where I was trying to get to. It's probably to do with something like knowing you've got the power to have obliterated him or that thing, but you didn't because you understood love, even though you might not be able to put it in words. You understood the energy love. And that might have been the biggest thing you needed in order to get you where you are now. So remember, you can only evaluate from your perspective. And you can't always get the answers with another's actions. So therefore, based on what you know and you knew, can you understand why you did something from the past? The answer will be yes, if you look at it like that. And to know within yourself and it was all right to be like that, because I know I'd like that because I've got a bigger heart, for instance, would be 9 times out of 10 the problem if it's more you're on a spiritual path. The only difference being if you're been completely off the path and made major changes to get you onto the path. And surely with each of these issues, if you look at the bigger picture as well, how did that change you? Where at some point, something else from your past that was more recent, if you hadn't had that other experience, then it looked after you in a different way. So I find it very easy to go, I know they didn't mean it. Because I'd say for so long to my mum. But in the past, it had been painful, as I said. Well, no, she didn't mean it. Because I'd had to cope. But now, so I still love her. Well, no, she didn't mean it. And once you've done that, I can tell you actually, the opening the door, that tinsy wincy bit, was probably the pain, would have been the painful bit. Once it actually opened, he then going through it, that's quite pleasant. And it won't do it all to you in one go. But I just said, so Marie, there's bits there where I was talking about each of those three as trying to give an example. I've learned even more. Again, this time, it made me smile. I don't get me wrong, I could focus. And why the fuck were they like that? Why the bloody hell do they do that? I can't change it anyway. It's their energy. Who knows, I've put up with it a long time. I've managed to avoid other bits. I knew what I didn't want from that, and so I focused on the positive what I did. Plus, I'd be able to give her guidance, but she wouldn't allow me to. Because of what I've seen, that's enabling me to give guidance to a lot. In certain ways. So I'm glad to have had an empathic heart. If I hadn't been shown some of those experiences, we wouldn't be able to then help others. So, it probably pushes more into an alignment path. So that is essential for your spirit, for self-development. Because once you've done that, and you know you're the best that you can be, and you're going to continue to be the best that you can be, you can keep the connection open. That's bringing the inner child back. That's what they talk about, bringing the inner child back, bringing and cutting cords to the past. That's what I've just spoken about without using those words. Because that terrifies people and brings fear into their lives. How often they close up, they've already closed the hut because they don't want to cover something, so then it's really protected. But it isn't your heart that holds on to the pain, it's your mind that holds on to the pain and belief about the heart. Because you don't have it all running around your body. Everything starts there and it closes the mind up, and then that will, and your mind controls the breathing, and that's when your breathing will go. And John just says, but your mind doesn't control the tears. Your heart does that. And that's where it's clearing through, wherever the issue is. Since the tears let go of the flow of feeling sorry for oneself. So I'm repeating what he said, and I haven't analysed that. So allow the tears. That clears the feeling one sorry for himself, which is normally the biggest emotion they're holding in that they won't speak of, which is why it gets causes a problem on self-love. So you see, it's not only important for yourselves spiritually moving forward and developing further. It's the starting point or the finishing point. There is no start and finish because everything's infinite. But it's the understanding that can bring, once you've got that in place for yourselves, it brings the balance in. Is often the thing that holds you back on why you don't think you're good enough to be able to help others. Something about trust. I don't trust myself enough. What you're saying is, I don't believe in myself enough to help others. Well, why not? There are only small things, these issues out of the rest of your life. Well, you'll be fine with everything else. To value those that they put you on that bit, that then for the bits that you can say positively. So that you can be more thankful for. Okay, maybe I don't need to understand that fully. But what I can say is what I was actually, all that was about was what I was looking for is, oh, does that matter anymore? Or does it? It's evaluate, not the other, it's what you can do. So I open those doors, let it out, then you're in a perfect place to be led forward. With more of your heart, spirit, sense intact. Because each time your physical mind decides to leave part of it behind or close some doors, you've lost part of that spirit that can be used for more positive pleasure and joy. And understanding with others. See, if you're trying to really, really deal with it, if you have done enough readings and practice readings for other people, if you are going to try and explore something where you know there's a bit of pain, try and explore it in third party. So if you're exploring your spirit brother, okay, when they went through that, why might they have gone through that? So you're looking at it in a third perspective. We don't know the answers about that side of it. And it won't be third perspective. It'll be spirit talking to you. Because they will help you. But you've got to trust then when you're getting, and that's the hard part, which is why you need to have done some passage messages, etc. to others. So if you're being told you've got talents to serve humanity, then you've got bloody talents to serve yourself. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting you up to serve humanity. So you're blessed, and the divine, the creator, is proud of you. If they're telling you that kind of message, so if they can be proud of me, what doors does that open up for possibilities for you? For instance, the start of this, 117. Use your talents to serve humanity and bring illumination to those who seek it. In that sentence alone, saying humanity, the divine, be proud. So why shouldn't you be proud of yourself? So what part did they play in that past to put you in that position to be able to be able to step into that role? This is it. That role, or is it your role and your path? For you to decide, as John says. So development wise, unlock that, and you'll be able to unlock, keep that connection fully. You won't shy away. However, there's no such thing as can't. It does need a conscious decision to open the doors. And if you look, if you had slowed down and stopped while guiding others where you had been, was the last thing that you did. Touch on our emotion issue that would have been covered by tonight for that person that you were reading. And like I said, maybe you hadn't put conscious thought into that. But you often, So I was fearful that something had actually, not because of what was going to come forward, do I have to tell another? What would I have to face myself? So I hope that helps everybody. If anyone has got any questions, please do message me. And if you're enough, I'll try and do something else, a video, or I'll come back to you personally anyway. But I do hope that helps. And once you've done that, realize that it's you that's worked through the issues yourself. You haven't needed anyone else. So you've got the inner wisdom within you that you can keep connected and keep developing, because the blockage will be because you need to clear the blockage, not because there is a blockage. Spirit and the universe around you are highlighting it to you to release, to breathe it out. It's been sucked in and held at the bottom of the stomach for ages. It might have made you huff and puff inside and out. You don't need to huff it back in. Just puff it out is what I'm being given. Use your inner dragon. Puff.